Well, happy Thursday and welcome aboard. Today I'm so glad you're here joining me on 97.1 FM for the Thursday Live local radio show. I am your host, David Keyes, and to my immediate left on your radio dial would be Tag Benefield, minding the board behind me. Tag, how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What a great day. You know, there's so much going on around town right now, and everybody's kind of in a good mood. A little bit of blue sky, I think, has helped. A little full moon, that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And a little eclipse.
That was good.
I slept through the eclipse, but I took some people sent me some photos, so I believe that it happened. But I wasn't there. But it was good. It was good. It was fun. The night before, Marlisa, my wife, and I, we walked down to City Beach and shot some pictures of the moon. You know, it's just beautiful. It had the Alpenglow going on behind it. Oh, it was just fun. You forget sometimes how beautiful life is here. It truly, truly is, and how lucky we really are. As I mentioned, though, we do have a few things going on this week. It's going to be a busy weekend in and around Sandpoint. And remember, while you're hearing this live Thursday, this also rebroadcasts on Saturday and sometimes on Sunday, I've been told. And so if we're talking about something going on, I don't know, like tomorrow being Friday, it'll be too late if you hear it Saturday. So hopefully you hear it Thursday, because we have something really cool going on. Tomorrow from 12:30 to 2, they have the Empty Bowl fundraiser benefiting the Bonner Community Food Bank down at Marigold. And that's just a great fundraiser, first of all, for the food bank. But it's also, it's a great way for local students, art students, to show off their talents. What they do is they hand make bowls and they paint them. And those bowls are microwavable and all that kind of stuff. So you can buy the bowl and take it home with you. So you have a bowl to remind yourself of the fundraiser. And you have great soup at Marigold in the meantime. So again, from 12:30 to 3, that should be, again, a lot of fun for sure. And Tag, I don't know if you've ever been to the Follies. I never have.
No, me neither. I haven't. No.
You know, I don't know why exactly. I've been gone. I travel a lot, as most people know. But back in the day, when I used to publish the Almost Daily Bee, almost because it doesn't come out on Monday, Almost Daily Bee, I knew in my heart of hearts that, you know, the local newspaper might be a target there. And I kept thinking, do I want to spend, you know, some money to go down there, even though it supports Angels over Sandpoint and all that good stuff? And I kind of found ways to talk myself out of it. And I kind of regret that, because I've seen clips online. I've heard stories about it. I talked to people who are key to it, and they all have a great time doing it. But I had pretty thin skin back then, so I think I found ways not to go, which is unfortunate for me, because it's a great, great fundraiser. And this might be the last hurrah. It is the last time that Kate McAllister is at the helm. So they're doing some goodbye stuff for her and all that. And it may come back, but sometimes, you know, when these events lose a cog or so, they go away and they don't come back. It's hard to get something started up again. So I wouldn't risk it if I were you. There are tickets still available Friday and Saturday, both nights, it sounds like. So if you get a chance, go support this. This is a good event. It's a great fundraiser for Angels, and Angels over Sandpoint do so many good things. So, you know, maybe take a chance, roll the dice. I won't be around.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, are you going to make this one?
My streak is going to be still pretty
secure. All right.
On today's show, we have a great show lined up. We have a couple just outstanding. You know, you look at Sandpoint and you think, what defines Sandpoint? Well, our arts, the festival, the fair. I love our little fair here, too. And just the local downtown businesses, the sports community. Sandpoint has so much going on. But we're lucky today we have representatives from the festival at Sandpoint. And I think I saw Dara hanging out there, so we'll have them up first. And then after the festival, we'll have POAC here. We have Dino and Tone coming from POAC to let us know about some fundraisers and some events going on there, too. So I think without further ado, Tag, I think we'll take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to the festival at Sandpoint.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only, with great savings on boneless pork loin roast, $1.98 a pound, boneless beef New York steaks, $8.98 a pound, seasoned pork loin roast, $4.98 each.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
Did you know Fred's Appliance has been family-owned locally since 1962? Come check out all LG appliances on sale and in stock at Fred's Appliance. From induction ranges to dishwashers to washers and dryers and so much more, you'll find exclusive sales on all LG appliances. At Fred's, we have thousands of items in stock, making us the smartest and most convenient choice. We're local, like you.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Okay, Inlanders, your favorite week of the year is back and bigger and better than ever. Inlander Restaurant Week is on now, and this year more than 100 restaurants are serving up three-course dinners for the set price of $25, $35, or $45 a person. Filet mignon? Yep, it's on the menu. Love a hot honey chicken sandwich? We got you. Feeling adventurous? Well, how about a birria ramen or elote mac and cheese? Don't even get us started on dessert. You can absolutely have your cake and eat it too. Menus are live now. Pick up the official event guide at STCU branches or anywhere you pick up the Inlander. And browse menus online by price, area, or cuisine at InlanderRestaurantWeek.com. With more choices than ever before, don't just order the usual. Find your new favorite during Inlander Restaurant Week. On now through Saturday, March 7th. Brought to you by The Inlander. Presented by STCU in partnership with Visit Spokane.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you joined us today. What a great day. And great guests coming up soon, too. We have been talking about all the cool things in and around Sandpoint. And none better, none higher on the list than the festival at Sandpoint. And I've got Derek Collison here, who's Development and Community Engagement Coordinator. And then Paul Gunter, who just popped in here, kind of a cameo thing for him, Production and Education Manager. Wow, you guys have been busy. I've been following you on the website and some news outlets, and it looks like you have a few more nights filled already, and you're getting close. So, Dara, why don't you tell us all about that?
Yeah, we've been working really hard to start to get our lineup set for the 2026 summer series. Right now, for us in the office, that means a lot of details and a lot of planning and making sure that all of the elements of those nights go off without a hitch. So it's a really fun time, very busy, but a really fun time for us in the office right now.
And since last time we spoke, you've had, I think, at least one new act on there. And tell us about that.
So we released our opener for the season. It's going to be Andy Grammer with Walk Off the Earth. They will join us on Thursday, July the 30th. Very popular on the social media. Lots of excitement around Andy Grammer coming. And then the following Thursday, Midland, the country trio, is going to be joining us on stage. So that's going to be a really fun and exciting night, too.
And so Midland will be the country night. Kind of, you could always seem to have one night that's focused that way. Is that the plan?
Yeah, we try to do a pop night, a throwback night. We try to hit all of our demographics through our nine nights. And so Midland's going to be our country night. It should be really, really fun.
Checks off that box. Huh?
Yeah.
Good. And what are you hearing about him? Well, the group. Are people excited?
I believe so. I know that we've gotten a lot of interest. We had a really big interest in our pre-sale that goes on a couple days before we go on sale for the public. And so I think it's going to end up being a really great night.
Country nights just seem to be like the happening night. People come to it because people are going to it. And for whatever reason, the genre that hits for us is country every year. So We always try and find a fun band, keep it exciting, and yeah, they're a great trio. I'm not sure if they have a whole, I assume they have the whole band touring with them, but I haven't seen those parts of the details yet. So,
and that's on Thursday though, right? So it must be a choice. I'm sure there's many different moving parts for booking somebody. I don't even pretend to know. I know something about it, but not a whole lot. But a Thursday versus a Friday or a Saturday night, that's got to be something you take into consideration too, right?
Yeah, it depends on the group, the genre of music, their routing. We're on the way to and from a lot of places where people are playing on Friday and Saturday nights already. So we get those Sunday and Thursday shows a lot, which work out. But yeah, it should be a good one. And then, of course, our grand finale mm-hmm. is also out there. We're going back to a movie and concert again this year, and we're going to re-break our record of the biggest orchestra on the stage in festival history. I think we'll be at 82 seats or something this year.
Oh, my goodness.
To pull this one
82.
Off.
82?
So, yeah.
Wow.
We'll be very crammed up there, and then we cover most of them with a movie screen. So, you know?
You know, I always felt sorry for the orchestra because, you know, you have the fireworks in the back, and they can't see that. But then I keep thinking, they're there to perform. Mm-hmm. You know, they've seen fireworks before.
They're at work.
They could see this movie if they wanted to without, you know.
Right. They watch it a couple times during the rehearsals.
Right.
You know,
right.
They've seen parts of it at least.
Mm-hmm. And so if people are planning now to enjoy the festival, there's one really cool way to make sure you can see all the concerts, right? And that's the season passes. And I heard through the grapevine that April 1st ends those passes.
Season passes sales end April the 1st.
Right.
So get in while you can.
Is there a certain limit, or you'd sell 500 of those if you could?
We limit them. Okay. We want to keep our season's pass purchasers, you know, feeling like they are kind of exclusive. So that's why we only offer a limited amount, and that's why we cut it off when we do, so that we can minimize the amount of people that are in that season's pass line to keep it a more, you know, enjoyable experience for our season's pass holders.
Well, Dara, that makes a lot of sense too. So, but if people hearing this say, oh my gosh, now we better jump on, we like two of the groups that we're hearing about already, there's going to be more coming, we know there's, you know, more coming, we should probably jump on it. You can guarantee mm-hmm. if they would hear this now that mm-hmm. if they got a hold of you folks, they could still buy a season mm-hmm. pass. Right?
Absolutely. Festival@sandpoint.com.
And I see it as $482.45.
Yeah, that includes the new all-in pricing model that's the standard now. So what you see is what you get, all fees, all of taxes, that's all included in that end price. So there's no surprises there when you're checking out.
Right. So the years of different nights selling out, is that a thing anymore? I mean, it seems like this doesn't happen as often, but is that just, I don't know, is that just who?
We've increased our capacity the last couple of years a little bit here and there. So we're moving that goal line a little bit further for ourselves each time as well. But last year, industry-wide, ticket sales were down over 5%. Globally, and that means for the littler people, that's all of us are way above that 5%,
because mm-hmm.
We're up against things like AEG, Live Nation, and all of those bigger players. So a lot of venues our size were down 20 to 30% overall in sales for their seasons. A couple festivals we used to route with either aren't happening this year or aren't happening at all anymore. So that's been a tricky part as well.
And that makes sense, too. You know, it's funny. People say, well, you know, it's not like it used to be and all this, and I don't know if I want to, you know, go down there. I'll tell you, there's no guarantee that the festival stays. You know, we've got to support our local festival. And I think maybe even going back to the idea of the season passes that way, one thing nice is they're transferable. So let's say, you know, you want to see the Country Night or whatever, and you don't want to see another one, you can give it to your coworkers or your friends, family, and whatever else, and they can pick the one or two nights they want to go to, and then you really have maximized that touch, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. How many season passes are there? Do you guys, or is that flexible? I don't even know.
I think it depends. I think maybe this year we're probably somewhere in the 300 range, somewhere around in there. So hopefully we don't sell out before April 1st, because that will then close those off prior to that deadline.
Yeah, let's don't do that. Let's make sure if people calling you up wanting to get in there. We want them all to come, I'm sure. I'm just looking through here a little bit. It sounds like, Midland again is going to check off that box, because I'm not a country western guy that much, but I've even heard that number one song. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have to pop in for
that. All you have to do is read the song titles, and you know it's a country band. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a
both,
drinking songs.
Both genres,
songs.
Country and Western. It's great. You got to cover it. Well, very good. So I know you wanted to talk about a few other things, too. What is new for the audience experience this year? What's going on there that people would notice and maybe appreciate?
Well, something new the festival is doing this year is we are going to throw in a concert the month before our concerts all start. Something that we've been wanting to do for a while is host more live music opportunities for our local Sandpoint community. So what we decided to do this year is to host a concert on Saturday, June the 13th. It is styled as a fundraiser for the festival because, after all, we are a nonprofit, and any funds we raise go to support our music education outreach efforts in Sandpoint and beyond. So what we decided to do this year was throw a little concert at the Hive. We've brought Snacks at Midnight back, which some people will remember from their festival appearance last year. So they're going to come to the Hive, throw a concert for us, and we're just going to come celebrate locally the festival. There will be a fundraising component. Really cool thing we're doing this year is purchase a ticket and purchase a key. We're going to have a limited number of keys available. So if you get the right key and you unlock the treasure chest, you will be the proud winner of 2 sponsor season's passes, which gets you into every night of the series 15 minutes early.
Up front and personal, too.
Very nice. Perfect. Get that good blanket spot. So we're doing that. We think that'll be a really fun way to celebrate the festival. And it really is that. It's a celebration for our local community. I think a lot of times people in Sandpoint feel like the festival is not for them anymore. And this is a way for us to bring the festival back to the people kind of before the masses from out of town descend on us in July.
And it's really a concert, too. It's not a sitting around table, try to talk to your table mates, and then there's music, and try to talk after that. It's more of a festival type
get up and dance,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, very good. Exactly.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
And we're really excited about that.
It's always good to kind of spread that out. Mm-hmm. And I think the more you can touch back that way, I think the community appreciates that too. And
I agree.
Everybody loves the festival. I mean, that's why they're passionate about it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you changed this type of thing. They love that. It's their, mm-hmm. It's their way to speak up for sure. I didn't know this, but I guess that's an issue with reselling of tickets, huh? Some scalping stuff going on? I mean, tell us about that. I know that's something you wanted to talk about. So does that happen often?
Very often.
Really?
Unfortunately, far more often than we would like. People will buy tickets, scalp them up early, and then repost them in those secondary seller sites. Those people are really crafty and really smart, and everything looks exactly like it would as if you were buying it from eTix, our only ticketing platform. But maybe there's just one number off, one letter off, and next thing you know, you're buying a ticket for triple the amount that you would have bought it if you would have come to the festival at sandpoint.com. So we are really trying to make sure that everybody is aware when you are searching for these concert tickets, make sure that you are at festival@sandpoint.com to get those tickets.
Wow. Okay.
Because there's really nothing we can do. If you were to buy a ticket from, say, a scalper in Pennsylvania, and then you find out that you paid way too much for it and you come into us at the office, there's nothing we can do for you about it. And we can't even guarantee to you that that scalper hasn't sold that ticket 3 more times.
Right. Right.
With digital tickets, everything's a QR or a barcode. And once they have that, you can sell one QR code potentially 1,000 times.
Right.
And it'll work for the first person that shows up.
Yep. Go but early once, if you're going to do
once
that.
Once you try it again, that's where it gets a little weird. And that's been a wreck on the industry again, nationwide and worldwide once. And people are figuring out the defense mechanisms for it now more and more as we go along.
Sure.
But the digitization there was that's a huge challenge as well.
And what a tough spot to be in for your front gate people, too. I mean, hey, I bought it here. You know,
Gate and box office catches all of that in the heat of the moment, too.
Wow. So, again, when in doubt, go to the eTix and go through you.
Well, at sandpoint.com.
Yeah.
To make sure you're getting the right ticket at the right price and you're supporting, you know, local music in your community.
And there's no surge pricing with that. It's all one price the whole time through, right? So if all of a sudden people see double or triple, you know somebody else has their hands involved with that and probably
more players in that game.
Yeah. Well, let's hope to knock that down because we all know money's tight. And boy, to be hosed that way would not be a good thing for anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, you're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot and all that. So when in doubt, go to online, check it out. Give you guys a call.
Mm-hmm. Visit us at the festival at Sandpoint office.
Yeah, the office. We'll get you the right tickets first try.
Mm-hmm. And they're friendly when you come by too.
Oh, we love visitors.
Well, no, of course you do. Of course you do. So what else is going on in the world of the festival?
Scholarship season is still open. It's upon us. Those will all be due April 10th. And we've got four that we're offering this year, and we're reaching out through all of Bonner County now into West Bonner County School District and into Boundary County School District as well. So we have a lot that are available for all of those students, and then we also have our newest scholarship that we have an exclusive offering just for the kids over in Priest River and just for the kids in Boundary County and then the greater LPOSD collective as well. So to break that up a little bit and make sure we're targeting some communities with some scholarship opportunities and then keeping our other ones alive, our Instrumental Excellence Scholarship, Vocal Excellence Scholarship, those are pretty self-explanatory, instrumentalists and singers for those two. And then, of course, our Charlie Packard Memorial Songwriting Scholarship. Anybody in Sandpoint recognizes that name right away. We've told Charlie stories on this very show, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then that newest one is a partnership with a new donor that we have, new sponsor. And it's really outside of what we've ever done before, taking away all the barriers. It can be art, it can be text, it could be lyrics, but it's just design a postcard. They're pre-addressed. Depending on where you pick it up from, it's pre-addressed and stamped or just blank and ready to go. You have the front and half of the back to describe how music has impacted your life.
You know, that's great about doing that. In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And looking at both of you, it has impacted your lives. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact.
Big time.
But it's great to see the bandwidth getting spread even wider for what the festival does. And I think that's your secret to success, bringing in great groups, having additional events like you're doing, and just finding a way to meet people where they are. I mean, that's really, really cool. And I commend both of you for doing that. And the board's going strong, it looks like. You guys are doing good things there. So, well, good. Well, what we've done is we're going to meet every month as we roll into the festival. And I love having you guys here. I learn something new every time, and I did this time as well. And I want to thank you again for all you do. And we'll be in touch as we move forward.
Absolutely.
But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to kick you guys out of here. We have a little commercial, then we'll have some guests right after that with any luck. Dara Paul, thank you again for coming. I appreciate every minute.
Thank you. You bet.
All the best.
All right.
Add warmth and ambience to your home or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and DaVinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. On McNerney Road off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
Step inside the YMCA and you'll feel it right away. This place is different. It's where kids take their first swim and retirees feel stronger than ever. Where teens find mentors and parents find a moment to breathe. It's where basketball games and book clubs happen under the same roof. And where every "you've got this" means more because it's backed by a community that truly cares. Here, your goals collide with support. Your passions meet opportunity. And your story becomes part of something bigger. Discover a welcoming fitness center, group classes that energize, personal training that empowers, sports that unite, and child watch with caregivers you can trust. And right now is the perfect time to join. Now through March 15th, we're waiving the join fee up to an $88 savings. Join online at ymcainw.org. Join the Y today. There's no place like this place.
We all put things off, but some things shouldn't wait. Colorectal cancer screening is one of the most important steps you can take for your long-term health, and it's easier than ever. Whether it's a simple at-home test or a colonoscopy, your care team at Kiniksu Community Health is here to guide you every step of the way, because staying well is easier when you have a team looking out for you. So don't wait, don't worry, and don't sit on it. Get screened. Schedule your colorectal cancer screening today at Kiniksu Community Health. Visit kchni.org or call to book your appointment.
Hello, this is Dan Clark from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. Jeweler Jane returned from the Tucson Gem Show with some incredible stones and started designing up a storm. It thrills me to see her so excited about colored gems and the limitless possibilities to design unique, one-of-a-kind pieces. But She also has reminded me that Clark's is and always has been primarily a diamond jeweler. And the natural diamond business has taken a bit of a hit from all the synthetics that have flooded the market in recent years. This has caused an artificial and temporary drop in natural diamond prices, leaving her with some high-cost inventory that needs to go. So, maybe for the first time ever, Clark's is having a sale on diamonds. I believe this is one of the best opportunities to buy fine diamonds at a discount in 50 years, and it won't last. So go see Jeweler Jane and her awesome crew for the best deal on a Clark's quality diamond you may ever see again.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio, and thanks for joining us today on 97.1 FM. The show does rebroadcast on Saturday and Sunday, so you guys can hear your voices once again. And also, it acts as a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com, and people like Pat Murphy, who's in Pennsylvania right now, can hear it anytime he wants to. Although I heard
Pat.
Hey, there we go. We got a shout out to Pat. We were just talking to him right before the show, and he didn't want to say hi to both of you that way. He's on his way back to see us. But POAC, you know, most people, I think, when they think of POAC, they think of the arts and crafts show, frankly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Unless you have kids in school, right?
I mean, all of a sudden, that's right. The show. Right.
But what I want to do, if you don't mind, and I've got Tony, and is a new last name.
Yes, new last name.
In fact, on your website, it's still Lund, just so you
know. Oh, is it? Okay.
That was the extent of my research.
And
that
don't tell John.
That's right. We see him around enough anyway. Too. And then Dino Wall's here, too, running the show. Both of you guys, it's great to see your commitment to our community, because POAC has been around since the 70s. A lot of people didn't know that.
I mean, yes.
And then all of a sudden, you start adding on the what is it? First, the Art Walk was the mm-hmm. first thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
And then it keeps adding stuff. And you keep adding stuff, too.
And there's
been
a performing arts series for a really long time, too. I think Marilyn Sabella, you know, the grand dame of the arts here in Sandpoint, she really started that off.
And then Laurel.
Yes.
Yeah, Marilyn. Yep. That was exactly. Mm-hmm. They started that all up.
Yep, but, yeah, sure did.
And now look at you guys.
Oh, yeah. I know.
There we go.
Tone is the executive director, though. I'm just her board president. That's so cool. She's running the show, but I'm supporting her.
Of course. Well, you guys have been a team for a while.
We have been a team for a very, very long time. Yeah.
So, Tone, tell us again. Maybe there might be one or two people out there that don't know what POAC really is. Maybe do that little elevator speech about you know, what it is.
Well, Boundary Arts Council. We do visual and performing arts in Sandpoint. We have a gallery on 313 North 2nd Avenue. We have adult art classes in the back of the gallery in our studio. We do First Fridays every month. We have a performing arts series from from September through April. Ovations and kaleidoscope education programs within the schools.
Without the kaleidoscope program, we can delve more into that, but a lot of people don't know that if it wasn't for the kaleidoscope program, there would be no elementary art education grades 3 through 6 in our school district. So.
And that's been a foundation of
huge.
What POAC is too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Lots of volunteer teachers and
about
all of that.
60 of them. Mm-hmm. About 60 volunteers, 1,100 students.
Yeah.
And then ovations. We turn all the kids on to performing arts. Every performing artist that comes, they have to have an educational component to what they do. And it's either we come to them, like go maybe work with the high school or middle school bands or choirs, or we bus the kids into the Panada because a lot of them have never been in that beautiful theater
right.
before.
Right, I've seen that before when the two buses or three buses show up.
Yeah,
and
so much fun.
It is. It's great. They love it. Yeah, it's good.
Well, and that's, a key part of what our community is, arts and culture. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, and you mentioned the Arts and Crafts Fair, mm-hmm. and of course Art Walk and the Artist Studio Tour. Yep. That's another thing we do,
and that's fun to watch too, because we know enough people around town, and all of a sudden you see Janine and a few of these people that you know having displays, and Randy, you know, you see, wow, that's so cool, and we're surrounded by so many talented people.
It's incredible how many artists there are here.
Oh, and POAC just gives them that light, you know, that microphone to really show what they can do, and I don't think a lot of communities do that. I think people sometimes take POAC for granted a bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. But one thing I don't know is how do you fund all of this? How do you make this all happen?
A lot of grants. Mm-hmm. I mean, grants is a huge part of how we get our money. We do have sponsors and we have individual contributors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's even more important for an organization like this because you don't have as much earned income as some of the other, you know,
right.
Places. So, but we do, you know, we do earn some money off of our, you know, our classes and our performances, but it's really heavily subsidized by the community and by grants too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and again, people don't know what the secret sauce is behind all of this too. They, once they become a fan, they assume it just happens and it doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
And I imagine grant funding, is that tougher these days than before?
Absolutely.
Last year, it's been a lot harder than it has been in the past.
Because of what's happening on the national level, a lot of that pipeline that comes to the states, you know, like through the Idaho, you know, like for the national humanities, you know, that comes to the Idaho Humanities Council.
Right.
Well, that pipeline stopped. So then we used to get a grant from the Idaho Humanities Council for, what, $8,000 a year. So that's like not, so it's like, okay, how are you going to make that up? And,
right.
And so it's even more important that the you know, that individuals step up and that the community steps up, because some of that stuff goes away. So far, you know, the Idaho Commission on the Arts is funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, and then that money is matched by the state of Idaho, which is great because a lot of states don't match that money. So I'm proud of Idaho for caring about the arts, but you know, if the NEA portion went away, then that would be tough. It would be an interesting thing.
Or maybe one less Patriot missile. I don't know.
I don't know. Come on. Put your money in. Make love, not make music. Make art, not war. No.
That's right.
All of that stuff.
And one thing I've noticed with POAC, too, and especially, you know, under your leadership, Tone, is the seems like the bandwidth is a little bit wider. All of a sudden, you're a lot of people would say, well, maybe this is the time you turn in the horns a little bit, but it doesn't look like you're doing that. It looks like you're actually reaching out more.
Yes, we are. We are. I mean, the new gallery has really helped make us more visible to the community.
Yeah.
Because we're always like stuck in a corner somewhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Walk past the gallery. You haven't been open when I walked by, but you look in there. Do people come in and enjoy it?
All day long.
Is it an attraction? No?
Yeah,
it's great.
All day long.
Good. It's open 9 to 5.
Our first Friday events really just blown up too. We've been doing that for the last couple of years since we opened the gallery. And so tomorrow night is our first Friday called Her Mark, and it's a tribute to women. We've got about 16 artists that have artwork displayed in there.
Wonderful. Yeah. How about that? So if you're listening to this Saturday, you missed it.
Yeah, exactly.
It stays up for the entire
month.
Yeah, the show stays
up.
But you don't get any free wine.
You miss the wine.
Yeah, you miss the free wine if you don't come back.
But 5 to 7, you get free
wine. Like Tone said, like sometimes it's a theme, so there's a number of different artists, because as you said, there's so many. Sometimes, you know, it's one artist, and it's like we had
like
Randy Wilhelm. He had his retrospective show, and that's really cool too. So, you know, it just depends from month to month what that's going to look like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And speaking of Randy, we also started teen classes.
Yeah, we've
called
got
Expressions
teen class. So
he's doing
teaching that.
He's teaching that.
Because he retired. You know, he retired from the high school. Yeah.
No, he's a gem. He really is. My wife, Marlisa, was in school with him in high school. They graduated together, so it's been fun.
Cool.
So we have a pretty good Randy collection in the house. You know,
I bet.
Some of his stuff. And she's really proud of knowing and all the people he touched, you know, being a special teacher that he was, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
But what an artist to bring back.
Yes.
All the, I think of the Harold's drawings.
Oh,
I think
yes.
Of the
Greenery.
Greenery, and, all that.
All
yeah, that.
That
was cool.
And then he got into fish for a while. And
He has many talents, you
yes,
know.
He
I mean,
does.
Paper mache and charcoal and watercolors and
Like for the arts and crafts show, I know he's been there before too.
Yes.
Do most people do well there? Most of the artists?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's still juried too, right?
You
select who comes.
Yep.
And I've noticed that changes a bit too, but it's always really good.
Yeah.
And a real attraction that way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's
we've got a lot of applications already. It opens up on January 1st.
Okay.
And so we've probably got about, I don't know, 90 applications. We only have 120 spaces.
120 spaces. You already have 90-ish. People want to come back more
than
likely,
and we get
right?
so many just right at the end, too. Even after the application closes, then we'll get 50 to 60 more, you know?
Yeah.
Want to be on the wait list, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem with that.
And also the way it's juried, too, is you don't want too much of one type of art. Like you only want to have so much jewelry or so much woodwork or so much, you know, so we try to have
we
a real
fill the whole show
variety.
With jewelry.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are
well, people
jewelry.
Like doing that. I mean, I have no talent that way, but I know people who do. And
you should come take a class. I learned how to make jewelry. It
really?
Was amazing. Yeah, you could come make some earrings for Marlisa.
There we go. Why are they different sizes? What's going on? I can see that. One of the big changes that you had, and it's kind of before your time, I think, a little bit, was when it moved from City Beach to downtown.
Yeah,
and that was. And that's been going on a couple of years now. Yeah. It seems like people have gotten used to it, and they kind of even like it as far as mobility, I think. You know, one thing I was watching down there was great because you could go jump in the lake and come back in and walk through all that and watch all the fire dancers and all the hula hoop people and whatever else, you know, people doing fun things for the shows. But I also felt sad for people who are in wheelchairs or they were in walkers and stuff because, you know, it's grass, it's dirt, and it's not level. And so I thought by changing that was a pretty good move.
And the parking down there. I mean, if you tried to go down to the Arts and Crafts Fair during the summer, you had to ride a bike. There was no parking.
Yeah. Right.
So it is. It's more accessible. I know people were kind of bummed at first, but then now people do like it because it's easily accessible. And the artists, are doing better. Now they're getting more traffic.
Good.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's keep this rolling. I do want to take a quick break, though, if that's okay with you. Sure. But can you hang around for the second section?
Yeah. You bet.
All right. We can talk all day here for sure. So we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about St. Patrick's Day and all sorts of cool stuff going on with POAC. I've got Tone and Dino here from POAC, and we'll be right back after the break.
Okay. Does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Share and share alike with a 20-piece McNuggets from McDonald's for just $6. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hurry in to 16 cents, 3 shoes, and 5 socks. Because right now, we pay the sales tax on your purchase. Brand new 2026 merchandise is arriving daily. New styles, new colors, a whole new look for your home. Deals in every department. Ask about delivery. Ask about financing. Don't wait.
Save big.
At 16 cents, 3 shoes, and 5 socks. Visit 16cents.com.
At 16cents.com.
16 cents, 3 shoes, and 5 socks. A furniture store with a store.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
Spring adventures start at R&R RV Center. Right now, take advantage of the pre-season service special and save 15% off labor on your RV service. That's an extra 5% off the already great R&R RV preferred customer discount. Busy schedule? Ask about our $199 concierge home pickup and delivery. Yep, we'll pick up your RV, service it, and bring it back. Easy, convenient, done. Just be within 15 miles of the R&R RV North Spokane or Liberty Lake locations. But don't wait. Appointments and concierge spots are limited. This offer must be booked and scheduled before March 31st. Get road trip ready today. Call R&R RV Center and schedule your preseason service now.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV, your RV superstore.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. And gosh, what a great day we're having today. Beautiful weather. I see a little sunshine out there. Not a lick of snow around. I think we may have turned the corner. And speaking of turning the corner, this might be the last time you can attend the Follies. We were just talking about that before we came back on the air. And it might be the Hail to the Queen might be it. It might be Kate's last hurrah.
So sad.
And there are tickets available still, which never happens.
There are still tickets only for Friday.
Friday now.
Yep.
Okay.
Saturday always sells out pretty quick.
Good.
And but Friday I heard there was still. And that's Angel Over Sandpoint. They are
great fundraiser for them. I mean, it's so important for them for sure. Yeah. And if you have just tuned in, I've got Tone and Dino here from POAC. And Tone is now the executive director. You've been ED for how long now, though?
This will be my sixth year.
And Dino, you've been board president for...
Only a couple of years. I was on the board first, and Carol Diener was our president. She'd been president for a long time. Big shoes to fill, but I've stepped up, and I think this might be my second or third year as president, but I've enjoyed being a part of POAC for these last 6 years.
Right. Well, you've got something big coming up here. It looks like St. Patrick's Day, so you got a St. Patty's Day show coming up. What is it at the Hive? Even look at you guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great venue, isn't that?
It's fun.
I mean, that's world class.
We love to present our shows at all the different venues in town: the Panada, the Heartwood Center, SOAC, and then we. But this band was. It had to be the Hive.
Yeah. You know, it's a rock and dancing band.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about it. Why do I want to go?
Well, they are just a great band. They won the Arts Northwest Juried Showcase 1 year, too.
Yes. In fact, I was just talking to Stephen Garvin today, and he's a local arts guy and agent and a national known agent. And he was there at that conference, and he said to me, he goes, "Oh, my God, I was there at that conference when they blew the doors off of the showcases. Everybody went out of there just like, whoa." So they give a showcase award every year, and they got it. But they've also received many Canadian music awards. And they are they're from Nova Scotia, but they're like a Celtic rock band. And if you can imagine, like a rockier Great Big Sea, but with like Adele, she's like has Adele level vocal power.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, sure, her voice is crazy. And I think her husband is in the band, and then there's three other guys.
Yeah, there's two couples and one single.
Yeah,
and you can find them on YouTube probably if you really want to check them out. Absolutely. That's kind of the modern way to do that anymore.
Darina Harvey Band. Yes, absolutely. And so she's going to be a ton of fun, and it's good. So we figured Friday the 13th, let's make it lucky Friday the 13th.
Oh, you know? There you go.
Lucky, you get to hang out and have a good time. And you can, you know, the other thing that's kind of fun at the Hive is that you can do general admission tickets. And that's one thing that POAC really made a huge effort on the past 2 years, is to make all of our tickets super affordable. Like, we don't have any tickets over $25, dollars general admission. And then we always have a youth $10 ticket if it's a youth show. This is a 21 plus show.
Right.
But you can also, at the Hive, you can get together and pitch in and get a booth. You can get a reserved booth. And
What a good idea.
Table. Yeah. Table.
And then I saw also $25 again for the admission price, which is really affordable anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, you look around online, you even think Spokane or Worley or whatever else, and you think, those are expensive anymore.
This is right downtown.
You can't, how do you miss it?
You can't beat this, you know, for
sure.
You
can come in with pocket change.
Yeah.
That's right. But it is really true, and that's one thing that is a part of POAC's mission for sure, is to make the arts accessible to people in North Idaho.
And I like reaching across the border that way for our Canadian friends, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
For
Dino was in Calgary, and so was I at an international conference for Rotary. Mm-hmm. And one of the nights, I don't know if you went, they had the Canadian night for all the Canadian bands. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go?
No, I went to the rodeo thing.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
So I kept expecting a night of Anne Murray.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, who do I know that's Canadian and all that? And I'm not that.
Helen Reddy.
I'm not that deep, right? And all of a sudden, this. Cover band knocked it off all night long. It was so cool. And it was a week before the Calgary Stampede, so they're all there getting warmed up. So this is a band that you wouldn't have found otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun to watch. So I assume this is going to be a top-notch entertainment for sure.
Oh, it is. It's going to be fantastic.
And can people buy tickets prior?
Yes. Go to artinsandpoint.org. That's where you find everything POAC, artinsandpoint.org. And then there's a link there if you wanted to do like a booth or something like that. There's a link to the Hive's VIP kind of section.
Well, that sounds like it's pretty cool. So you can also find online more about this group.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
We've got videos and links to all of their social media. So, you can.
Well, very
for
good.
Sure.
And you have other things going on, too. You were telling me a little bit about another event coming up.
The Zaniac.
Zaniacs.
Alex Zerbe. He's a physical comedian type performer. He's been in the, he holds a couple Guinness Book of World Records.
For like hacky sack and then like some juggling thing that he does. But he blends like, educational outreach blends science, like physics, you know, with comedy and, you know, movement. And he has music and he's a high energy entertainer. And
he's out of control, really.
Yeah. That sounds
I think he was voted Seattle's best physical comedian or something.
Who knew that was a genre?
Who knew?
But if you're in the Guinness Book for anything, you've done something, for sure.
Those make you laugh, too. I mean, that's a good family show, for sure.
Yeah. And then also, following your lead, he'll go to the schools.
The schools will come to him.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so we'll have an educational outreach about gravity and things like that at in the morning of the 17th.
Fun.
April, that's April 17th, yeah. And then we have, of course, we go swing into our summer season with Art Walk. What is the date on Art Walk, Tone? Is it the 12th or 13th?
The Art Walk is on June 12th.
June 12th, okay. And then we have a art party fundraiser out at the SOAC, the Sandpoint Organic Agricultural Center. I always stumble over that one.
I love how that's turned out to be a venue.
It's such a cool venue out there.
It is.
Yeah, so we do that on May 29th, and that's kind of your standard dinner auction kind of deal to support the arts. And then we also have kind of a new fundraiser that was fun last year. You could talk about that.
Yeah, it's the Masterpiece Ball. So you come dressed up as your favorite artist or work of art.
And that's at the Hive.
Do tell.
Costumes show up last year.
Tell me about some of the costumes.
Oh my God.
Oh, they were amazing.
There was this one woman who was dressed up as Van Gogh, and I had no idea who she was until the end of the night. I was like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah, we figured like maybe half of the people would come in costume, but man, everybody did. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
This is the second ever one coming
up now.
We're
going to do it again. Wow. Yeah. Why it's going to be on October 24th, Saturday, October 24th.
Yeah.
And it's hard when people are listening to this show because they're like driving, so they don't write these things down. But they can find all of this on your calendar online, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Artinsandpoint.org.
Artinsandpoint.org.
That is a great URL. It truly is. That's a memorable one for sure, too. So what else is going on? What's in the future of POAC right now? I mean, again, it sounds like you have good grant writers. I mean, it sounds like you're making the most of what you can there for sure. And you've got good local supporters, it sounds like that way, businesses and individuals. What's next for POAC? What's the next chapter?
Probably just expanding our adult education classes. We do some free art classes at the Senior Center that we offer to the...
Art for Life. That's our Art for Life program, and that's free.
What a great idea.
I mean, I had no idea when I started at POAC how much we actually did.
That's true. I mean, all of it, we were in our silo doing what we used to do.
Sure.
And we had no idea the breadth of what, we had a newfound respect for what POAC does in this community. And, you know, they say that the measure of an organization is what your community would look like if it was gone.
Yeah.
And if POAC was gone, gosh, this place, it wouldn't be the same place.
It would be pretty boring.
It would be.
You know, for the youth and adults, I think you kind of check off all those boxes sure.
Yeah, because two events a month at least, you know.
And you never know, you know, what student's going to be, that light bulb goes off when they see this physical comedian, you know, throwing up chainsaws or whatever else he does. But say, well, wait a second. He's a showman. I kind of have that, you know, whatever. Maybe how do I do that? Or how do I pursue that? And at least to see a live role model, especially nowadays, I think, you know, live entertainment isn't what it used to be. People just don't get out. I still think we're in COVID mindset for a lot of that stuff. But to bring kids out of their caves there, to bring them down to the Panada, like you said, what a beautiful venue for that. And to see an artist, to see somebody they maybe could recognize themselves in a little bit. I think you never know when that switch gets flipped that way, but that's what you're doing, I think. And also for the mature folks who really want to learn something new or really socialize. And that's such an important part of what we do in our community, too, is trying to find ways to bring people. You know, this winter we lucked out. We didn't have, you know, the cabin fever. We saw that in the auto body repair world, too. No, not enough people running into things, but that's okay.
Not enough icy roads for you there, David.
No. Not enough.
But the deer are coming out, right?
So it's funny how that all turns out. But
well, we had this repertory, the dance theater company that was in residency here, and they wanted to go to the Senior Center. And so we went to the Senior Center for a dance movement class. And this guy walks in, and he's like, hey, I'm here for my pinochle game. And he was like mad, kind of. But then he got into it, and he ended up participating. And so there you go.
There you
go. That's the beauty, the magic of the
the arts.
One never knows. And the magic of the arts is the theme today for sure. Thank you for both of what you do, and thanks for POAC. And again, they can find POAC where?
Artinsandpoint.org or at 313 North 2nd Avenue, right across from Jalapenos.
Yeah, stop on by there. It's beautiful. Yeah. Gallery.
It is. It's a beautiful gallery. The
opening is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 5 to 7.
Very good, Tony.
Have some wine.
Dino, thank you again for coming.
You bet.
We will see you guys all next week. And thanks again. We'll get you on here again.
Great.
You've got so much going on. So until then, we will see you next week. Take care.
David.